Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is the High Hopes Podcast.
High Hopes.
On the Odyssey app and Sports Radio 94 WIP.
The crowd was singing High Hopes. Smiling through a broken nose. Oh, High Hopes. High Hopes.
I feel a little less alone.
Yo. Another edition of the High Hopes Podcast, sponsored by Miller Lite, official partner of the Philadelphia Phillies. Tastes like Miller time in Philadelphia. Celebrate responsibly. Luckily, we don't have to be as sad as we were last pod.
Uh-uh.
2-3 from the Cubs, we're back.
Season saved?
I don't know.
I have no idea how to feel.
Dude, I'm so happy you said that, Jack, because I really don't know what to make of this. I don't know how to feel.
The first game was so ugly.
Ugly.
Every flaw they have was shown in the second game.
Yeah, the second game, exactly. First game like was like a thank God they won. I can't believe they didn't deserve to win it. They won a game.
Everyone's running for no reason.
But whooped them.
Yeah, yesterday Lizardo showed up.
Getting us back a little bit, you know, former Philly, of course.
Once untouchable.
Once untouchable at the trade deadline. He appreciated that Dave said that about him.
Yeah, he made him untouchable for whatever reason.
The only time in his life.
Yeah. So, yeah, and yesterday, you know, if I was doing the Negadelphia, you know, the old school WIP, it'd be like, that was their ninth straight road game. They're ready to get out of there.
Oh, well, there you go. That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
They also did have to play today, too, and the Phillies didn't. But, yeah.
Never knew. Doesn't matter. They got their butts whooped. Yeah. They're back.
Look, it is I want to say winning the season series against the Cubs could be important.
Yeah.
I don't know if it'll get to that point.
You know what it does? It makes up for the nonsense they've done against the Cardinals this year. I'm so mad about how they played against the Cardinals that it's like overshadowing how I feel beating the Cubs in a season series. I don't know why it irks me so much.
Because we hate the Cardinals.
Well, it's just that team's fraudulent.
They're not good.
I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, they're fraudulent. And it brings down their record against teams above 500.
Yeah.
So I really don't know how to feel. Like, I sort of think that they just need to tread water for the next month and a half and play 500 baseball until the trade deadline, until Bryce is back, and then we'll get a proper assessment on who this team is.
But it's also like it's bad timing for it.
For what?
Because I feel like, I mean, Dombrowski has to decide on some important people, like people you care about, people who you want to be a part of your life for the next 7 years, 10 years, whatever.
Wow.
But
I tell you what, you got away with words sometimes.
Thank you, buddy.
I mean, you really do. You know, you can't just
be
like,
that was pretty good.
I mean, you're basically acting like these guys are my fourth and
you
fifth.
You like that, right?
My third and fourth son.
Good.
Yeah.
No,
it's pretty intense.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I think you said something last time. I was like, wow, you really laid that on thick. Once again,
you when you talk about prospects, you are the king of laying it on thick. What do you want me to do here?
Just because I treat
trying
them.
Trying to match your intensity.
Intensity level?
Yeah, come
okay,
on.
Okay. Well, let's see how you land this plane.
Well, now I'm all thrown off. I don't even remember what plane I was landing.
Where
where was I even flying
You're
to?
Saying that, Jack, basically, in the next month, they get a sign on your future of your
That's
life.
Right. On the future of your children.
Wow.
But, like, Dombrowski only has a month and a half to make a decision on how all in he wants to go on this group right now. And obviously, I think coming into the season, if we had said, you know, deadline, you know, all in, yeah, this is it. This is the group. This is the moment, whatever. But I don't know that I want him to trade certain guys. Obviously, the you know, five guys used are refusing to trade. Like, what do you do then? Like, I think it's a really, they're in a weird spot
they're
here.
They're in a very weird spot.
Where it's like, organizationally, they're all in right now. You know,
semi all in.
The group on the field is as all in as it could be. This is it.
Sure.
This is the last gasp for this group of guys. The age, the contracts, the whole thing. I mean, they are all in from a financial perspective, if nothing else. You know, they are. So how do you weigh that if you're Dombrowski, if you don't really know? And the Harper thing, like, who the hell knows with Bryce? I mean, Topper, like that answer he gave yesterday, basically starts with being like, oh, yeah, you know, fielding ground balls, doing good. And it's like, oh, well, it was just, well, you can't swing a bat. Are you crazy? Wait, do you swing a bat? What a crazy thought, you know? So it was like, I didn't even know what to make of his comments. It's like, I have no idea how to feel.
Yeah. Well, and I think for Bryce, I would just anticipate he's not playing until after the All-Star break. Like, I wouldn't. It's a month away. I'm glad the wrist is, like, doing better, but at the same time, is it going to re-aggravate the second that he swings
the
bat?
Well, that's what I mean. Yeah. Like, we don't know what we're getting at a Bryce.
I know. And it really throws a whole...
Well, you can't add to the team. Like, this team's not good enough if Bryce isn't there. Like, just
no.
Done. Sorry.
No.
Sucks, but it is what it is.
No. So, again, I thought this week they had clearly had their backs against the wall. The Pirate series was a disaster. I think this team showed you that they still have some heart. They still have they still have belief, and they can still beat good teams. But I also don't think you can fool yourself into saying this is a team that I want to trade the future for, because I don't believe that. So, like, it's ultimately just it's a hands up and. You make trades similar to the Austin Hayes trade. You make a trade similar to the Carlos Estevez trade. You make hopefully better
bets. You
just
hope you hit on the guys.
Yeah. But
you don't have to make massive trades to get real value from the trade deadline. I mean, we see it every year where guys who maybe are a less, you know.
Well, look at Tommy Edman.
That's my exact point. That's exactly what it's a perfect example. A guy who has traded for a low-level minor leaguer or whatever at a time can end up being the freaking NLCS MVP. You know, like, that happens all the time. See Pierce, our own guy, Dombrowski. For real, though. We brought him forever. We forgot to bring it up again.
Who could forget?
Like, see Pierce, that was a also-ran type of move. And see Pierce was the World Series MVP for them. Like, you know, so it can happen.
It does sometimes that not great players can win MVPs of certain games.
Oh, watch it. Don't.
Interesting.
Why you got to do that?
Interesting.
Why you got to do that?
I'm just talking about Steve Pierce. I don't know what you're talking about.
Why you got to do that?
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm just talking about Steve Pierce.
Yeah. Okay. Good. You couldn't help yourself, huh? Look at it.
We're just talking about Steve
Pierce.
My
buddy's not down enough. I want to knock him down a couple
more. What are you down about?
Picks.
We took two or three from the Cubs to save the season. I don't know what you're down about. It's a great time. I think this is the most confused I've ever been.
Because I feel the exact same way. Honestly, I didn't even know what I was going to say.
I know.
Like, yeah.
Because, like, I want them to be aggressive at the trade
deadline. I want to win. Like, I want this. I want Bryce Harper to be a freaking champion. I want Zach Wheeler to be a champion. Like,
I know. But I also don't want to jeopardize the 2030 Phils.
I also don't believe in them. That's the problem.
I know.
The problem is I don't believe it.
I know. What's the podcast?
So pot over? Are we done?
So we're going to be at Ladder 15 next week.
Yes. Hey, thank
you. June 19th.
Such a bad job.
Hey, if you're confused, just like we are, on how to feel about the Phillies, it's a beautiful time, about a month away from the trade deadline, to commiserate. I believe it's our last High Hopes event before the trade deadline.
So it's a big one. Yep. So Ladder 19, come hang out. It is June 19th.
Yes,
Ladder 19. I don't know if that was on purpose.
Ladder 15.
Oh, well, I'm an idiot. Jeez. You said I was thinking June 19th.
First?
Maybe. I don't know. I think it's June 19, ladder 15. There we go. That's kind of correct.
Way to go.
Ladder 15. It's going to be awesome. We're going to hang out. We always have so much fun at these
things. I tell you what, a lot more in the city this year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Seems like they're finally catering to you.
Not complaining.
Yeah.
The guy has to wake up super early.
Nice.
Though, to be fair, I'm off on June 20th, so I'm bringing it. I'm ready to hang. Yeah. Well, so long story short.
Yeah, I tell you what, every day this morning show is taking someone's off the show.
The reason is because Joe's off that day and I was supposed to host and they were like, can you drive down to Borgata after the event? And I was like,
no.
Are you serious? Like, I'm going to be drinking at the event. It's till like 10:30, 11 o'clock at night and I'll have a show at like, I'll have to wake up at 4. I'm like, no. They're like, oh, just take the day off. I was like, okay.
Yeah. Say less.
I'm done. Good.
Say Stop. Less.
Good conversation less. Over.
Yeah. So
it's going to be an awesome one. I don't have to complain about, I'm not going to leave. I don't have to complain about getting up early. You're going to get the full seltzer experience, which Jack knows might be too much for you, but it's awesome.
Awesome's a word. But
awesome is a word.
Awesome's a word. So, yeah. So that's next Thursday.
The 19th.
May. I don't know yet. I would love for this to be true, but may have books available at the event.
Oh!
Might.
Yo!
So I believe
there's... So you could be the first people in the city, the first Phillies fans,
yeah,
to get the Ring the Bell book.
I will have to update those if it's happening, but I believe it's shipping the 16th, so maybe they'll be here in
time. It's exciting.
Maybe they'll be here in
time. It's exciting.
I hope they are.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's going to be awesome. Plus, you can win Phillies tickets, hang out, drink beers with us, Miller Lite. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
Okay. So back to
the Marlins.
It's the Marlins, yeah.
Nice.
So they'll win. Maybe win. It's
maybe.
Good. Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know if I love 4 games in Miami.
I know, dude. It's like a
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I still hate that place. I will always hate that place forever and ever.
Thursday, 6:40, right before a flight home to play 3 at home against the Mets.
Oh, should go great.
A little nerve wracking.
Should go great.
Certainly wish the game wasn't at 6:40.
I know.
That should be a 1 o'clock start so that we can get home, make sure that we're locked in.
I know.
Because all three Mets games are on national TV.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy.
I don't think any WIP callers will complain about that, though, that, you know, Apple TV game or anything like that.
Dude,
that-
I. I love the Apple TV.
Can we just say it? It is a freaking awesome broadcast.
Yeah.
Like, you get camera, like, they just have, you know, there's so much money that they're putting into these broadcasts. Like, some of the camera angles and some of the shots, I'm like, that is the coolest thing I've ever seen on a baseball field. Like, it's awesome.
It's the clearest picture I've ever seen.
It's the clear, absolutely. And you can do the Fransky thing. You can listen to Fransky when you're watching it. Like, it is awesome. All in.
I don't get the complaints about
these. I'm so with you, dude.
It's ridiculous.
Jack, thank you.
All really, in on really Apple on
the,
TV.
Yeah, that's a really good broadcast.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. Now, I've never listened to the actual broadcast.
No, I have no idea what those announcers are saying. You know, Scott.
The videos are the best.
So, by far.
Yeah. So, again, if you are as confused as we are, hopeful. Definitely yeah, hopeful.
I'm hopeful.
Definitely hopeful. Yeah. I definitely want them to win.
Yeah.
But definitely don't want to jeopardize the future.
I know,
and
really,
definitely don't know if this is the team that I want to go all in on. But also, we need Bryce Harper to win a championship.
Yes.
We need Zach Wheeler to win a championship. We need these guys to win a championship. So confused.
I'm just so confused.
I'm so confused. And I wish because I think this is a time where people turn to us and they want us to make
we're not here for them this time.
Like, want us to make a Braveheart speech and rally the troops. I don't know.
You got to keep it real. Like, yeah, you would not like to listen to this podcast if we didn't tell you authentically exactly how we feel.
Like, Monday was infuriating. Glad they won, but it's infuriating. Tuesday, I actually was proud of the offense. I actually was proud of Mick. I thought Mick showed really good poise.
Getting out of the fourth inning there was impressive. You know, especially after not having the best night, giving up three runs.
All three home runs,
yeah,
by the
all
way.
Three home runs. You're walking some guys finally. Like, I thought that showed some chutzpah.
Yeah. Yeah, and striking out Kyle Tucker after going down 3-1 in the count was huge. And it actually made me more hopeful about how he could translate to the bullpen if they do go that route.
Mm-hmm.
You know, once Nola recovers from the ankle and the
what the hell, dude? It's like Nola's first IL trip of his life, and then it's like the guy has no idea what he's doing here. Like, come on, you keep hurting yourself or doing whatever. Like, what is
happening? Sick? Did he hear himself coughing?
Like, coughing? It's like Aaron Nola clearly does not know how to do an IL stint.
Come on,
it's showing.
He hasn't been on one since 2016.
I didn't even know he was ever on one.
He had elbow thing that shut him down for the year, I think, in 16. Yeah.
I was about to say, I don't remember that. It's like, yeah, nope.
Not many people do.
No, why would I?
No,
it was
not many
a 63
people
win team. So, yeah.
So, yeah. So,
it's really funny.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't remember that.
Nick Abel, I thought he showed some moxie. That was nice. I thought the offense, they hung in there against a Cubs offense that is pretty hard to keep down. Dude, every single Cubs player looks like they're going to hit the ball 800 feet.
Dude, it's so annoying. Like, Suzuki, Tucker, like, all of them. Pete Crow Armstrong. Like, they're all.
Pete Crow Armstrong looks like he's swinging a tennis racket.
It's unbelievable.
How he got so good so quickly is
it's crazy.
Infuriating.
And on top of that, he's, like, the best defensive center fielder in the sport.
Imagine that. Do you think we're ever just going to have a great defensive team ever
again? I honestly, I'll go a step further. I don't know if we'll ever have a center fielder who could play again. It's been so long. Like, think about it this way. Like, the last, and I'm going to use good very loosely here. The, like, last good center fielder they had was Odubel Herrera when he didn't stink.
Yeah.
Like, think about that. It's been a decade.
And even he was
And he was bad. He was just, that team was so bad. Yeah. It was like, oh, he can hit a little bit. Like, that's how, since Victorino, it has been a wasteland.
Yeah. And it's just like, you know, Matt Shaw, we'll see. But offensively, the plays he made defensively were ridiculous. I mean, ridiculous. Yeah. And I think he was he's a shortstop in Maryland. So, like, and I think he played some second. But, like, they got Nico Horner, they got Dansby, they got Matt Shaw,
Dansby,
they got Pete Crow Armstrong, they got, like, and then the Phillies, every time the ball's hit anywhere, it's like, I don't know.
I know.
Besides,
we talked about this last time, like, it is really, I think I underestimated, because I never really thought about it, but, like, it is so unsettling to have a ball hit to shortstop and to not know if your shortstop's going to make the play. Like, it really is tough.
Trey's been heating up defensively.
Yeah,
I'm letting everyone know. We're monitoring the Trey Gold Glove situation. But
hey, look, he's hitting. I'll take it.
We underappreciate
Trey. He's got 19 steals. Like, he's
Trey's
running.
Trey's been great.
No, he's been, I'm not ripping Trey.
And he's not
really good.
The good part about Trey this year is he's not having that random fall off.
He's just been consistent.
Yeah.
He's just slapping the ball over the field.
And even when he has like an 0-for-4 game, it doesn't look dreadful.
I agree with you.
It looks like, okay, he just had a bad night. He usually hits one ball hard.
I've been He just, I don't know if I can go underrated considering, you know, the amount he makes, but I'm with you.
Underappreciated.
Trey deserves some credit for what he's done this year. I agree with you.
Yep. Speaking of the defense, I don't know how it's possible. I swear Castellanos looks slower.
Oh, yeah.
He just,
it feels like he's not getting the ball. And granted, it's not like he got a lot of balls, but it feels like he's getting even less than he did before. It was so funny. I saw, they're like low in errors, right? Like they don't have.
Yeah.
But it's like, yeah, because they don't get to anything.
They can't get anymore.
It's like, of course they don't. They don't touch the ball.
They have no range. There's zilch range.
It's pretty wild. Like other than Stott and Rojas.
And Kepler. But Kepler's
he's just sure in it. It's not like he's got all the range. He's pretty good. Kepler's pretty solid. But like,
Harper's been fine.
Harper's fine. But
JT's
like,
obviously great.
Yeah, we're not talking behind the plate. I'm talking like range.
Yeah.
It's wild. Like, it's just like hit it just a little bit to the side and you're it's going to get
through. Dude, every ball that goes into the right field corner, it somehow takes an hour to
like
get it in.
Oh, it's jogging.
Like there's a guy on, there'll be a guy on first base, the ball will be hitting the corner, and I'm sitting there like, okay, well, he'll be at third, but
totally.
There's no way he scores.
Yes.
Also, he's flying around third
and
base.
And scores standing up, like not even a throw. It's the throw's cut off. It's like they're not even a play at the plate in those situations.
Yeah, and he overran the ball the other day. I mean, I think Castellanos is the best example of why, like, errors or fielding percentage are the worst way to calculate defense.
100%.
Because he doesn't make errors.
I mean, that stat we just talked about. I think they're tied for the least errors in baseball.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
But you go to every advanced metric. I mean, they are by advanced metrics, they're worse than the Rockies. Like, they're the worst defensive team in baseball by advanced metrics.
But it feels like they've been one of the worst defensive teams for 15 years.
But again, like, that's the thing is we were like, oh, can't have Hoskins and Schwarber out there. Why not? Like, what else? Like, sure. Like, at least they can hit. I don't care.
Dude, it's just like, can we just get a team that can hit and play good defense?
Just a normal team. Can we get a normal team? Yeah.
Can we develop players that can do a couple things? You know, besides like one trait. It's such a it's like the biggest Dombrowski thing of all time. A shaky bullpen, guys playing out of position, and a god level pitching staff.
Yeah, it really is
that you hope can like rake enough to win a World Series.
I know.
It's how he's built teams his entire life. Like. Defense? Never heard of it. It's I might well up the day that we have a team that can both
can
hit
imagine?
And play defense.
Yeah.
I well up the day we have a center fielder that can do both.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, it does. You know, because I feel like
even Crawford's supposed to be this, and Crawford's a left fielder.
I know
that can play center.
But
he's the fastest player on the team.
It's funny because you know every time the Phillies like these past few years, look at versus the 08 team, and they're more talented than we've done it. We've been in the moment, and done these things. Like you really step back, and it makes you like appreciate that 08 team. So I mean, you go around the diamond. I mean, they had Pedro Feliz at third base for Christ's sake. They had Rollins at short, Utley at second. I mean, that is. All three of those guys are better than anything we have. You know, like, I mean, they had Victorino in set. I mean,
and Worth could have been the best.
And Worth was the best right fielder in baseball. Like, basically, Burrow and Howard were the only below average fielders you had on that team. And guess what? They freaking raked. I appreciate it more.
Yes.
Like, you know what I mean?
100%.
Yeah.
100%. And I actually think that the further and further, and this is going to sound odd, and I'm sorry to for how odd this sounds. But I think we've like underrated how good the 08 team
was. That's kind of what I'm trying to say. It's exactly what I'm trying to say.
Because like, and the 09 team
we're always trying to find a belt. So this team better than that. It's like, what?
Yeah.
Go around the diamond, man.
Yeah.
It's really the pitching thing. I think it's because it was Cole and not a lot that we kind of look at it as like.
And Myers got hot.
Yeah. But I'm just saying as a team, when you look at it, you're like, oh, well, they didn't have much pitching, you know? But it's like, man, that bullpen was lights out, dude.
I know. So yeah, they are a confusing bunch. They are a confusing bunch. And at the same time, you sit here, they're 10 games over 500.
Well, I know. It's the funniest thing.
And again, I know people do the whole day.
We had the low point of the season at 9 games over 500. It was like, wow, we've hit rock bottom.
Yeah. Yeah. We're pretty blessed.
I know,
we're pretty blessed.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's hard to do. But like, we're always like, go back to the 10-year stretch. Right?
I know. Like, I know. It's like, can you imagine they lose that Pirates series 5 years ago with what they're doing right now? We'd be like, yeah, this is nothing.
It's hard to put yourself back there, but it was torture.
It was awful. Yeah. It was awful. Yeah. And
now we're like, oh, this team that's 10 games over 500 stinks. I hate them.
I know.
I hate them.
It's crazy. Well, because, you know, and then you also watch this series, and it was jarring how quickly we got to the depths of the bullpen.
Oh, well, I know. And can we just real quick, would you like to... say a farewell to an all-time horrendous Phillies career that Carlos Hernandez put on tape for the first 2 months of the season.
What scrub are they going to give the number 35 to
Well,
next?
That's the sad thing. I mean, like, yeah, I know, right? The bullpen is... Especially when you have to get deep into it.
Well, it was just like, all right.
They go, Michael Mercado, he's back.
All of a sudden, it's like, okay, here's Taiwan in the middle of it. We got to stretch Joe Ross an inning
in the
third.
By the way, Taiwan still can't do 2 days in a row? Like, what are we doing here? What's the plan here?
What's the procedure? Joe Ross, you have to get an inning and a third out of. You got to go hit Carlos Hernandez where you're trying to come back in a game when you're only down two.
Unbelievable.
And then yesterday, they had to close out a game with Max Lazar and Michael Mercado.
Yeah.
I mean, if that's a close game, you're terrified.
Uh-huh.
You had to go two innings with Max Lazar yesterday.
And Max Lazar has not been great.
No, he's just... But
he's a guy. He's a guy. He's not supposed to be great.
He's just a guy. So, yeah, Carlos Hernandez, hopefully they can sneak him through waivers and they can fix him down there in AAA and then bring him back and he can save us.
Oh, yeah, that's what we want.
That's what everyone's talking about.
Mm-hmm. Who'd have thunk grabbing a guy off the scrap heap to start the season?
Not bad.
It wasn't going to work out.
Not bad. It's pretty shocking. Like, they couldn't just sign one more real reliever.
That was so annoying. And, like, the Romano thing was fine. We were fine with it. Like, you know, you didn't love it in the moment, but it was like a whatever. They needed two of those. They needed more, but, like, minimum. That's why we were so frustrated with the offseason, because it's like, come on, man. Like, you know that's not enough for this bullpen. Mm-hmm. You know it's not.
Mm-hmm.
And granted, you can't predict the Alvarado thing, but... Mm-mm. Even with Alvarado, that wasn't enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Totally agree. Totally agree. So, yeah, again, a confusing time, but one that hopefully we can all work through together. I will say, the biggest thing that happened is that Lizardo looked like Lizardo.
By far. Well, honestly, it's shame on us for going 22 minutes into this podcast and not just leading with that. The most important thing that happened yesterday was that Lizardo was Lizardo again. And it looks like Uke were right. Like, it looks like it was a tipping thing and they figured it out.
Yeah. Well, again.
it was the only thing that made real sense. But still, when you don't know, you don't know.
Yeah. Well, the Blue Jays start was shocking. He got absolutely smoked. He got smoked. And he was back. Like, you could tell within the first two innings of that game that it was different, because they weren't getting good quality hacks off at all. Like, the Blue Jays went out and they were taking all A hacks.
Mm-hmm.
The Cubs were defensive all day. So, you know, obviously it helped he was not in the middle of the zone. But he looked, it's just, maybe he's doing it for the future extension. You know, maybe he's doing it for the future arbitration number, keeping that all down. For the team.
He's a true team guy.
Didn't want the All-Star game.
It makes sense.
He wanted to make sure he had the All-Star break off.
Yeah, to lock in.
Yeah.
I get it.
They didn't want the Cy Young.
I like this. Let's go with this.
He's a true Philly. Always concerned about the 2027 Phils and the 2028 Phils.
You need to sign him for 2027 and 2028.
I know.
Yeah.
I hope they do.
Me too.
I hope they do. I really enjoy him.
I'm so happy
that it looks like those two starts were an aberration. Mm-hmm. Because when he's on and he's pitching and it's just so fun watching right-handed hitters swing at a slider that starts on the inside corner
and then cuts, basically ends up behind them. So good,
it's hilarious.
Yeah, like,
it's hilarious.
Swing over it and it just dies right underneath them. It's
because
great.
It really does hold a plane like a fastball or like a cutter, and then it just dives. Mm-hmm. It just dives. So and. Doesn't seem like it was an arm issue. Maybe no dead arm. He was still hitting 98 in the sixth. Now, he probably knew that was his last inning. So he felt like he was going for it, but still. Let it all out.
It was huge.
So, yeah, very happy about Hazel.
Yeah, I agree with you. The best thing to happen yesterday. Quickly, before we get to the take back, just one specific reliever to talk about. Because I think we've gone through stretches where, Kirkering was, you know, struggling or this or that. Like, I think pretty clearly right now, Matt Strom is the poster child of the three big guys struggling right now. Uh-huh. Third man has been great. Where are you at with Strom? Because he hasn't, at no point this season has he looked like the guy that we saw the last 2 years.
Yeah. And that looks more like workload related from last year.
Which is possible. You know, I mean, they've asked him to do a lot.
Yeah, and he's pitched a ton. I mean, when he first got here, they had him start games.
Sorry, yeah, and he did good.
And he was good. So he's clearly has like a home run problem right now. I mean, it seems like every time he goes
out
there.
It's what it is. Yeah, it's home runs are killing him.
I think the fastball looks a little flat and dead, so hopefully as the season goes on. I didn't think he looked... It was a shame because I didn't think he looked horrible the other night. Like, it didn't look like a disaster. He just made the one bad pitch and it got smoked. But yeah, it looks a little bit like the innings the last couple of years are starting to catch up to him. And you know, it's a shame too because they can't really do anything about it. I think in a perfect world they would love to phantom IL him with something.
They can't.
Like right now would be a good time to do it. Like give him a month before the All-Star break. They can't. And Tanner Banks has been really good.
Tanner Banks has been great. Like, credit where due. I am so with you in that when he is one of my all-time watch him pitch and don't understand how the guys are getting out. But it's like when you watch, and this is, he's better, obviously much better than this, but it's like when you watch a position player in late innings, you know, a blowout game or whatever, and they'll like, you know, go 1-2-3 and strike out. And you're like, what's happening here?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Why is this happening? Like, Tanner Banks is like the real pitcher version of that. I don't get it when I see it, but he's getting out.
Yep. And It's sort of Brad Handish.
Yeah,
you know,
it's
where
deception.
You don't believe
it. You know, you can't see the ball well, all that stuff. It's the, you know, but it's not, it just doesn't feel impressive ever.
He hit 94 the other night.
I couldn't believe it.
And I said, that can't
be
real.
No way.
But I will say, he, to his credit, he's a lefty. They'll come in and throw strikes. Mm-hmm. And that's all you can ask for sometimes from lefties because usually they're a little bit wild.
Yeah.
So.
But those are the only two in the pen.
Yeah, I know. I know.
You really don't have a lot of margin.
You can't do anything with Strom right now.
Yeah.
Which stinks because I think that he needs some time off here to get right. Because I think right now you're just looking at it more, you know, I think this is workload.
They're trying to get by right now. Yeah.
Don't have a choice. Don't have a choice.
Alvarado really screwed him, man.
Yeah.
It sucks. Because at least with like an injury, you could be like, well, you know, guys get hurt. And that sucks, and I'm bummed about it. But this one just feels like it's, I get like angry. I get angry when I think about it more than sad. Like, if it had been an injury, I'd be sad when I think about it. I get angry because it's so avoidable.
Well, and then you look at a game like Sunday in Pittsburgh where you have to extend Chris Sanchez, another batter, with a lefty starting
in the walk, and then the rest is history. Yeah.
That's Alvarado's spot.
You're right.
That's Strom's spot. So, yeah, they are, it is dire out in the field.
It's dire. Yeah. And especially because, look, it's one thing for these guys to come in and get some outs against the Blue Jays or the, you know, the Marlins in a regular season game. We all know, we watched playoff baseball the last 3 years. Like, we know how much more, like, every pitch matters. Every pitch is intense. Everything is locked in. Like, everyone's at the top of their game. Like, just imagine in a big spot, like, here comes Joe Ross in the playoffs in a huge spot. Like, I just, man, like, I don't like it, Jack.
Which worries you more? Which worries you more? The 5-9 in the lineup,
This was an interesting poll question we had this week on the morning show. Interesting poll question, and I almost didn't know which way to go on it. And ultimately, the answer is both because, like, I wouldn't trade for just a reliever. I would need more to, like, if you're really going to do something, like, don't waste the prospect and like half, you know, measure it. But if you have to choose what's more important, an outfielder or a relief pitcher, and up until like this week, I would have like hammered the relief pitcher. But now I'm thinking a bat probably is more important. I don't know. They're both so dire if this team's really going to do something.
Yeah. Look at both.
I think they will too. It's just a question. But, you know, if they're Austin Hayes and Saranta, you're on a trading Saranta. You know,
that's Stevens.
Yeah, Stevens. Thank you. Jeez Louise.
Yep.
Jack.
2-3.
2-3.
2-3.
We got the Blue Jays coming to town.
Dude, it's so dumb. We just play the Blue Jays.
I know.
You can't spread out the Blue Jays.
Spread it out. I know. It's so dumb. It's such bad scheduling. It's a bad product doing it that way. But Blue Jays coming to town. The Pat Gillick Bowl.
Oh, man. Who gets to claim them as their own?
Probably them. I mean, considering he was there for like 16 years and he was here for like 3, but he did kind of end here. Like, you know,
he's still here.
Yeah.
He's still an advisor.
So, you know what? Like, all we know is the Orioles and Mariners, they don't count. Like, it's he's either a Blue Jay or a Philly, so that's good.
Man, Blue Jays
what a run,
did
dude.
That.
Dude, he did the freaking 116-win Mariners. He went to the playoffs 3 straight years with those Orioles teams.
Yeah, like, pretty good.
He is one of the best. He's only one of, like, 8 or 9 general managers in the Hall of Fame. Like, he's one of the best ever. Dude.
And it's so funny because, you know, in reading stories around that time, he had this like nickname of Stan Pat.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, maybe we should just trust the guy that, you know, sports writers are like, are you going to do something, Pat?
Honestly, those Blue Jays teams, and it's funny because they beat us, but we don't talk about it enough. Like, those are the most, like, we never talk about them as like the great teams of all time. They are some of the greatest teams of all time. I mean, the amount of talent, the Hall of Fame. I mean, Ricky Henderson, Roberto Alomar, Dave Winfield, freaking.
Was Olerud on those teams?
Olerud was on those teams. I mean, just around the Molitor, World Series MVP. Like, they had freaking Jack Morris and Dave Stewart and Jimmy Key and, like, Pat Henkin, David Cone. Yes. Like, it was just like. Like, we don't, Tony Fernandez, I mean, like, the amount of dudes they had on those teams, we just don't, I don't think we talk about it enough. Like, those were, like, special, special teams.
No one talks about the early 90s Blue Jays
enough.
They don't.
Pat Gillick, what a genius, man.
Dude, I saw someone walking around in an Expos shirt in Westchester
so
the other day.
So cool, I love it.
I wanted to just talk to him.
Dude, I love Expos gear. When I see it, I'm, like, in on the person. I'm, like, in on you. I'm in on you.
You get it.
Yeah. I went to Olympic Stadium back in the day. Ever tell you that? Yeah.
I'm proud that I at least remember watching the Expos in Montreal.
It's important.
And remembering Vlad Guerrero.
Yeah.
And Jose Vidro.
About Pedro when he was there. Remember that?
Yeah. Don't.
Larry Walker.
I don't remember those things. You know about those?
Yeah. I do know. Is it Dombrowski?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so. Yeah.
He gets it.
I mean, they were awesome. 94, that was like, I very rarely, especially after, we were, in the World Series, I very rarely feel bad for other teams. Like, I felt so bad that year for the Expos. Like, they were so awesome. They were so clearly the best. Them and the Indians were the best teams of baseball, like, bar none.
And Gwynn could have hit 400.
And Gwynn was hitting, like, 390-something when it
ended. And Griffey was going to break the home run record.
So much cool stuff.
Could have been a great year. Guess what? It's probably going to happen in 2026.
Yeah, there you go.
There's going to be another work stoppage.
There you go. Oh, I know. For real, honestly, we haven't talked much about it in this pod, but... Like, it seems like incredibly likely. I think it's almost a lock that there'll be works.
Yeah, I mean, like, you've only had an increase in ratings. People are talking positively about the game.
Yeah, pitching clock changed everything. Yeah. Like, it's like people are excited. Yeah, good, great.
Good timing.
It's our sport, buddy.
You have.
Gotta love the way our sport goes about its business.
You have stars. You have stars in big markets, finally. That. Mm-hmm. You're not watching the finals with the
all the big market teams are good. The Dodgers are good. The Mets are good. The Yankees are good. Like, you got the teams you want good, like...
Cubs are good. Phillies are good.
Yeah, I know. Let's
get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Let's
Let's just stop that. Let's stop all the forward momentum you have. Yeah, because you're fighting over a salary floor and a salary cap.
I mean, the strike then was one of the like worst things in my lifetime that's ever happened to the sport. They didn't have a World Series, for Christ's sake, you know?
It's pretty crazy.
It's crazy, right? I know.
Yep. So interesting stuff here in the take bag, as always. But do you see what Jim Bowden wrote?
I did not.
The Phillies front office is determined to land a dominant back end of the bullpen reliever, and I'm sure they will do so before the trade deadline.
I'm sure. Okay, Jim. Yeah. Jim Bowden lost all credibility with me last trade deadline. He's like, oh, Dave Dombrowski, I know he's going to go out. He's going to make a huge trade. Trust me. I know, Dave. Lock it in. Huge trade. It's like, all right, Jim.
When he has a chance to win a World Series, Dave Dombrowski doesn't just.
Yeah, I'm good on
he
you.
He goes
Jim.
All in.
Yeah, I'm good on you.
But then
Bowden,
he wrote,
Bowden,
whatever. Yeah. And then he said, if the Orioles don't get back in the race, Felix Bautista could be the Phillies' best option for that inning.
Look.
2 years after this year.
Yeah, so he's control, which I like the idea. He's looked good since coming back. Like, we love Felix Bautista. We are in on that. He's going to cost a lot. Like, Crawford, I think, is a minimum top piece in the deal.
Well, and then do you try to get Mullins in that deal, too?
Well, I think if you're going to include Crawford, you probably have to, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Mullins hasn't been very good this year.
No.
And he's got
a. He hasn't been good for a couple
years. He
does have
a pretty good contract, too.
No,
right?
He's a free agent.
Oh, okay. All right. So that contract's up because he did sign. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, that's fine. I would take a shot on Mullins. Like, I mean.
I guess.
I'm not excited about it, but I would do it with Bautista, you know? Like, he wouldn't be my outfield move, but I'd rather see Cedric Mullins and Brandon Marsh in center field, you know, if I had to choose.
Marsh is heating up.
Oh, Marsh buddy. Is heating up. He's not hurt.
I'm getting ready to do the. Well, Kepler's slowly looking all right. I just don't totally buy it.
I don't trust him, no.
I don't buy it. I'm wondering about just go with a Rojas in center and Marsh in left little run here.
What a great lineup that would be. That's super fun. I can't wait to see that.
At least they'll catch the ball.
Yeah.
At least they'll catch the ball. Yeah. Especially with the range that you're getting in right field.
I will
It'd
say,
be nice to have Rojas out
with
there.
With Bowden saying that and then the Nightingale report the other day.
And then the Luis Robert report,
and
we're back.
And then Rosenthal the other day on the one of the podcasts or whatever said something similar to pay on the morning show. So I do think the Phillies are putting it out there that they're looking to make moves.
Hmm? Well, they were linked to Luis Robert again, which is always
Shocker.
Exciting.
There we go.
Always exciting.
Back.
Would still take a shot. He's been horrible.
He's been so bad.
He's been horrible.
Terrible. Basically, since you last year said you wanted to trade for him, he's like falling off a cliff.
He's hitting 184. But he does have seven homers or whatever. I'm just saying. If it's not going to cost one of your top five prospects, I'd take a shot.
I do think it's funny, and I saw someone tweet about Eloy Jimenez, like a similar type of thing, but it is funny to think that the Pope knows about Luis Robert and has an opinion on
him. He's disappointed.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Like, the Pope has an opinion about Luis Robert.
Yep.
Love that.
He's,
you see him wearing a White Sox cap the other
day? He wore a Nova hat the other day.
Shout out to the Pope.
Yep.
It's good swing me.
Nice. So I still would take Luis Robert. I'm just letting everyone know.
Sure.
Letting everyone know. Schedule's pretty brutal until the All-Star break.
It is. It gets pretty tough coming up here.
I think they have the sixth toughest schedule in baseball for the rest of the year.
Terrific.
They got it.
Well, we're going to put that playing good teams thing to the test, huh?
Yep. They got it well. And they just got it. Give me 500 baseball until the trade deadline.
Really not asking for much here.
Just 500 baseball. Yeah, just stay 10 games over. Stay 10 games over. I definitely don't want Harper to rush back.
Well, I agree with that. It's clear that Harper, throughout his entire time here, but he's clearly a playthrough rush back. You know, he's just that guy. I mean, he's rushed back from every injury he's had.
We have a month until the All-Star break. Just take the month.
Chill, dude.
Hopefully they can survive, but just take the month.
Yeah.
Just take the month.
I mean, look, that run, the Bedlam at the Bank run, the best playoff run Harper's had, that was after missing like 2 months or whatever and then coming back and getting fresh by the playoffs. Like, I think there's real, real legitimacy to Bryce Harper needing to be told, hey, dude, chill out.
And it could be a Nola thing, too. Like, I think they, in a perfect world, I think they would like to manage that IL thing with the starters, too.
Which they need to. Again, that's part of what we're talking about. These guys are in their 30s now. Like, they're not kids anymore. Like, Bryce Harper's going to be 33 in October. Like, you got to protect yourself you got to protect him from self sometimes.
Well, by the way, I mean, you know, Wheeler looked fine.
He looked fine.
Six days rest or whatever
sure
it was,
did.
Looked just as dominant as ever.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a plethora of starting pitching. The Painter thing in AAA, not to do I try to tell you with him.
Oh, I know.
But
you,
like,
you warn people.
The
yeah.
fastball, the fastball's not back yet. That's the biggest issue with Andrew Painter, is that it's a flat fastball that's getting smoked. That has to get better before he'll get called up and whatever. They'll figure it out. But like Mick
he
Abel.
He might struggle when he comes up, is the point.
Mick Abel gives him a better chance to win right now than Andrew Painter does.
Yeah.
Which is crazy to be saying that in 2025.
But Painter's coming up Tommy John surgery still. He's, like, yeah.
The fastball is a problem. It's currently a problem. It's one of those things where it's like, you know, throw 98, great, but like if it doesn't miss bats.
Yeah, yeah, we know bats, all about it. You know, yeah.
So that's the pitch that has to get better. He's gonna be great. Not concerned at all about like how
long-term
good he's gonna be. Like I'm not all of a sudden like, hey, maybe we should trade Andrew Painter at the trade deadline. Like, not there. He's gonna be amazing. But like for the people that are saying he's gonna make an immediate impact right now, yeah. That's where we're like, I don't know.
And look, I don't think it's fair to put any of that on any of these kids. Like Otto Kemp when he came up, Mick, Painter, Crawford if he's called up, like these, they're kids, man.
Know.
You can't expect them to come in and be the savior. Like honestly, that's crazy.
And that's why the old adage is you don't bring up prospects when you're struggling.
Yeah.
Because then it puts extra if they call up Justin Crawford, people are like, "This is good. He's going to hit 340.
He's going to be the savior, and we got a center fielder for the future. Let's go."
I hope so.
Yeah,
but
maybe.
It happens every year with prospects where it's like they're ranking in AAA. That means
Get
them up here.
Yeah.
So now there's obviously real things that are happening. There's real things that are happening. Like you could watch Mick Abel and say that stuff plays at the big league level.
Mm-hmm.
It does. You could also see Otto Kemp versus breaking balls in the minor leagues being a real issue, and he can definitely rake fastballs. He can kill fastballs, but against spin, we'll see. And again, Crawford has a 63% ground ball rate, and he's currently hurt, which is a shame. I hope it's crazy. He got a quad cramp the last thing we heard.
Yeah.
He's missed the entire week.
That is weird.
It's an odd
cramp
one.
Should not, yeah.
It's a cramp. Yeah. So, you know, hopefully there's not more there, but you know, the Painter thing's a bummer, but it's a little bit of a reminder that these are 21, 22, 23-year-olds.
He's coming off Tommy John surgery, mm-hmm. you know, like, mm-hmm. it's okay to let him take his time to get to where he can be. I totally agree.
I do think it's interesting, speaking of Harper and the minor leagues, I thought it was interesting that Keaton Anthony was put in Lehigh Valley yesterday. So, Keaton Anthony, undrafted kid, AA, hitting over 330, had like 15 multi-hit games, really good hitter. But like that suggests to me, and the fact that they put Kemp at first base, that Kemp's not going down anytime soon.
That Harper's going to be out.
That Harper's going to be out for mm-hmm. a little while. You're not bringing up Keaton Anthony just for like a week stint and then sending him back to Reading. You know, I think he's up there to obviously mm-hmm. help the lineup and play a little bit. But I think that's
a sign,
an interesting one.
Yeah.
And then last thing, speaking of being confused, we're officially a month away from the MLB draft, and I have no idea who I want to take. All my guys
wow.
are gonna. All my guys I wanted seem like they're gonna go earlier.
I mean, you have a list.
I have.
We're gonna do it. Don't worry. We're gonna cover it. We're gonna talk all about it.
I know.
You know, but that. So wow, this is a weird year for us.
I know.
Yeah.
I don't. It's not a great draft.
Yeah.
It's not a great draft to be picking at 27. So I don't love any. I don't love many of the arms. I don't love many of the bats.
Right.
I don't like a college kid.
Good.
They're not going to say, probably not going to take a college kid. I'm currently stuck.
Wow.
I'm stuck.
Wow.
I don't know what I've kind of been perusing the draft stuff, haven't gotten fully all in yet, but my early watches, I'm a little lost.
Oh, wow.
All my guys are going early.
So you got a lot of work to do here. We
got
to really dig in.
To
I believe in you.
Thank you.
All right. Quickly, shout out to our Miller Lite account of the week, Ray Azteca. Today's Miller Lite Bar of the Week is Ray Azteca in Warminster, where you can watch all Phillies games with a $3 Miller Lite Pint Special. That's a great deal. Go to Ray, that's R-E-Y, Azteca, Warminster.com. All right, Fritzy, 2 of 3, Blue Jays?
They got it only 1 of 3.
Okay,
no,
all right, this
no,
is where we're at.
No,
2 of 3. All right, hopefully they take 2 of 3.
The nice part about where they're at is that even when they're questionable in the bullpen, questionable in the lineup, you can still trot out that rotation
mm-hmm.
and feel pretty
no,
damn.
You're right. Yeah, they're not to the point of what you said. If you just need them to maintain and play 500 baseball, like they should be able to do that with their pitching staff,
mm-hmm.
you know, if nothing else. So, all right, we'll see how it goes. We'll be back after the weekend. Until then, he's Fritz himself.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.